It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Paul.
Did you get some little rain over there this morning in Dawson?
Five drops.
Yeah, we got just enough to wet the sidewalk here, so.
Oh. Well, I don't have a sidewalk because they haven't put it in yet. No, we haven't gotten anything yet, but I guess it's supposed to rain.
Yep. Off and on, I guess, so.
It could hold off because I had a person tell me since the beginning of April in Lackbarrow County that he's had 15 inches of rain. And he says he can grow corn on 10 inches of rain.
Okay. But like your grandfather always said, what did your grandfather say, Dwayne?
Don't complain about the rain.
That's right. Ever.
Ever.
Because if it goes the other way, that's worse yet, right?
Yeah, dry. But things are really growing out there. We had the plant of the week there. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's just starting to bloom, the ones that are planted out there. It's called, it's a Weigelia called Sonic Boom. There's a red one, and red-flowered one, and there's a pink-flowered one, and they flower like crazy. And then when it gets cooler again in the fall, they'll flower again.
Okay.
Sonic Boom is a plant definitely should be in your landscaping someplace.
And we posted that on our KLKP Facebook page if you want to see a picture of it. So what do you like about that plant there, Dwayne?
Blooms. I mean, It flowers a lot. I mean, right now, that picture, if you look at it, it's just absolutely covered. That one's the pink Sonic Boom, and it's full of pink, long, tubular flowers.
Okay.
And hummingbirds like that plant.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So that's our plant of the week. What's our horticultural concern of the week, Dwayne?
And it's kind of a serious concern. There's a Scotch pine that were planted around our area a number of years ago, like 75 to 100 years ago, and they're older trees. And they're getting a disease, and it's killing the trees really fast. It's called pine wilt. It's caused by a bacteria that clogs up the pores again, which is similar to the elm disease, but nematodes carry it, and actually a bug carries it too, so it's a tough one.
Yeah. It's, anything you can do about it?
Well, the experts say you can have a professional arborist come in and they actually inject the tree, but if the tree already shows signs, it's too late.
Okay.
So I don't think you're going to go spend thousands of dollars on injecting your tree. If you wanted to try something that was less expensive, I would spray with that chemical, not a chemical, it's called Biomentum on there.
Yeah.
And that might stop it.
Okay. Well, we're going to open up our phone lines for any questions for Dwayne. Let's see if we can stump Dwayne today. Give us a call at 320-598-7301 for any garden or lawn question for Dwayne. That's 598-7301, or you can email us over. Email it over, your question, to klkpfm@farmerstel.net.
Hey, Paul.
What?
Would that make your day if you stumped me?
It would be. I don't think we've ever stumped you before with any question.
I think I've said a couple times, I don't want to say, but I'd investigate that, and then we usually report on it the next week. But there's no such thing as a dumb question, because if you have that question, there's probably a lot of other people that have that question.
That's true.
And the question of this morning was, do you have any zucchini plants? And I think I got 3 phone calls on that this morning, and we have zucchini plants.
Okay, good.
We have our greenhouses are full of plants. You and Carrie were over here yesterday looking around, and I got introduced, and that was awesome.
Yep, Carrie Boyens, the new owner of KLKP Radio. Nothing's going to change. Maynard Skill is still going to do the morning show. I'm still doing sales and sports, but yeah, the ownership has changed. And taking her around Dawson yesterday, introducing her, and I think she had a good time.
And she even has questions for us on the garden show.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she was asking me questions yesterday about she bought a house in Madison, and so I'm going to come and look at her plants and identify them for her. So she has lots of questions.
That's right. Okay, one question. I remember a couple weeks ago on the garden show I talked about the tree across the street here by the dentist office.
Yeah, I looked at it this week.
You did?
Yeah.
But, boy, you know, I thought it was totally dead.
It's not.
And, boy, it really came back to life. I mean, it's leafed out really well.
Miracles do happen.
Yeah. What did you say, sunskull on it?
If you look at the trunk down towards the ground, the bark is, it's called sunskull, which means the sun is beaten down in the wintertime and the water in the cells expand and explodes, and so the bark cracks. And so what you have to do is clean that up, clean the bark, the loose bark off, and then spray it with a pruning sealer. It's a black asphalt type thing, and that helps seal that up.
Okay. All right. Once again, our lines are open at 598-7301. That's 598-7301. You can remain anonymous and just ask your question, and we'll put it on the air for you. We got one for you, Dwayne.
You can be brave, and tell us your name.
That's right. All right, here's our first question. Do snowball bushes flower on new wood or old wood? Snowball bushes flower on new wood or old wood, Dwayne?
If they're referring to the old grandma plant, which grandma's always had, the snowball plant, which is a larger, it's a viburnum, which grows out in your lawn. It gets big. It gets 8-10 feet tall and has small, well, not small flowers, but snowball-sized flowers that are pure white. They're blooming right now. The answer to that is it flowers on old wood. So that means if you would have pruned it early this spring and cut off all the buds, it wouldn't be blooming now. So the rule of thumb is if it flowers on old wood, it means it has to produce buds this year to flower next year. Unblooming, then prune it, and it'll flower next year again.
Okay. Is it too late to spray my evergreens for needle cast disease?
The spruce trees, especially around here, the Black Hills spruce and the blue spruce, are having a disease. Have a disease, and you see some of the trees turning brown, and eventually it turns kind of a pinky red color, a little bit pinkish, pinky brown. No, you're supposed to spray for the first time of the year when that candle, the new growth, starts and starts forming needles on it. That's when you should spray it. That'll help protect that new growth. Okay.
Okay.
What I spray it with is Biomentum with some fertilizer in there to get the tree going again, and that seems to be working really well, and we have that at our shops.
Okay. All right, another question here. We talked about this a few weeks ago, but this person was more interested in, you talked about planting tomatoes sideways to promote better root growth. You want to explain yourself a little bit better on that one? That's what they want.
When you go buy a tomato plant from somebody or even yourself and you didn't get enough light, sometimes a tomato plant gets leggy or it's overgrown. And to get it to support itself, you can plant the roots and the stem into the ground, which means you can actually bend that tomato plant over and then stick the top of the tomato out of the ground and put dirt around that. There's nodes, a node on that stem, and at every node it either will produce a leaf or a root. So if you're planting nodes into the ground, it'll produce a root.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
If you have buy a tomato plant that isn't long and leggy, you can just plant it normal.
Okay. Yeah, we planted our tomatoes, and I hope they grow fast because I'm hungry for a homegrown tomato.
It's nothing like anything better than homegrown produce.
All right, here's another call from one of our listeners. Is it best to put fertilizer on grass before or after the rain? Good question.
Before.
Why?
Definitely before, because the particles, you know, the granules, even liquid, it has to get activated, you know, and those granules will get dilute out and go down into the soil, and your roots be able to pick it up easier. So you want to fertilize your lawn before rain. If you don't want to do it when there's going to be a gusher or anything like that, but you don't know that. But definitely you want to do it before rain.
How about putting Trimac down? Same question, like.
Thymic is a weed killer. Okay?
Yep. And before or after you mow?
Not before you mow. If you went and sprayed Thymic on your lawn, which is a liquid you spray on there, and you went and mowed it right afterwards, you're cutting off the leaf surface that you just sprayed the chemical on, okay? So mow your lawn, and then you can spray it, because then you'll still get that chemical on the leaves of the weeds that are left, and it'll kill it.
All right. Got 1 minute left, Dwayne. Boy, the show goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You got 1 minute left. What's happening at Heather Nursery and Greenhouse?
Well, what's going on in Dwayne's life is that I usually give a lot of people excuses that, you know, I'll come and help you after Mother's Day, and then it goes, I'll help you after Memorial Day. Well, now it's after Memorial Day, so I don't have any excuses anymore. So if you need questions to be answered or help with landscaping or whatever, give me a call. I'm usually over in Dawson, and I can go any place and help you with your landscaping.
All right.
Gardening is still going on. We have lots of plants in our greenhouse, and people are still planting vegetable and flower gardens.
And all the greenhouses are open at all three locations, right?
Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right, so stop in.
Stop in, and glad to help you out.
All right, Dwayne, thanks for another outstanding garden show that you do.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't make your day.
You made my day.
Okay.
Talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Everybody have a good week.
Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for another week.